You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Monday's action in Navan, an 8-race card to look forward to there, with the Hillyway Chase also included. Plenty to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. Hi, Andy.
Morning, Mark. Very early start for us today.
Yes, nice 11:30 start, so straight into the action today.
Oh, without a doubt, yeah. Just having wiping the tomato sauce off your lips for your breakfast before the first race.
Yeah, good card as well today.
Very good, yeah. I mean, you don't often get a grade 2 and a grade 3 on a Monday, do we? But luckily for us, the couple of chases that were saved from an abandonment meeting a couple of weeks ago have been carried over, which is great news. You know, obviously the programme book needs to be kept alive, and well done to Navan for getting those two races up and running. So, yeah, we've certainly been spoiled with a feast of racing over the weekend, and continues on to Monday as well. So not a dreary Monday as many would predict.
Yeah, good stuff to look forward to. So let's get stuck into it. The first race is the 11:30. We start here with a 2-mile maiden hurdle, and a short price favourite this morning in the shape of Ball Dark, who's 8-11, 3-1 for Moon Over Germany. Mountain Kingdom is 13-2, 15-2 for Steamboat Key, 20s for Next Bend, and 25-1 or bigger prices for the others. So a pretty short price favourite to start with here, Andy. Rightfully so for you.
Yes, I suppose he should be favourite, yeah, but whether I'll put him up or tip him is obviously another argument, particularly the shape of the race suggests a bit of each-way thievery might be the order of the day. He's obviously going to be well-fancied, of course, from the Golden Elliott Stable. Had a couple of winners here yesterday, and he's a winner of a bumper last time out at Thurles. But I do like the run of Moon Over Germany, and he's the selection last time out at Thurles behind the Land Rover bumper winner Petit Mouchoir, who comes from, of course, the rampant William Mullins Stable, who's having loads of winners in this department. So it was a decent effort by Edward Harty's four-year-old on his hurdling debut to finish as close as he did, because considering he was well out the back door and an unconsidered 40-1 shot prior to racing, he's done well to get as close as he did in the end. And he got beat 7 lengths, but he stuck on quite nicely. He's quite a flashy type. Don't often see many chestnuts with a sort of like a flaxen tail, as it were, in this kind of game. So he's quite easy to detect. And hopefully he'll shine out here as well. If you can back him each way, that's definitely the way to go in the first race. Moon Over Germany each way.
Moon Over Germany each way then for Andy in the 11:30. Moving on to the second race, which is a mare's maiden hurdle over 2.5 miles. Another short price favourite for Gordon Elliott, Jigginstown and Brian Cooper. This one is Whistle Dixie, who's 2-5, 15-2 for Midnight Theatre, 8-1 for Cave Hampshire, 12-1 for Siberian Vixen, 12s also for Side Saddle, and 16-1 or bigger prices for the others. Do you take on this favourite as well, Andy?
Hard to, Mark, to be fair. I think this is a really weak race, and surely Whistle Dixie won't miss an ideal opportunity at the second time of asking. She fluffed the lines first time out at Galway when she was obviously heavily backed, quite rightly so as well. She's a former point-to-point winner, dual boy bumper winner. She was favourite to win at Sandown in that listed race until unseating rider down the back straight. Fourth in the champion bumper for mares at Aintree beyond Holly's Pearl. You know, she ticks all the boxes to be a good hurdler. So how she managed to get beat by Elusive Ivy first time up is a bit of a head-scratcher, because Elusive Ivy, albeit he's an admirable horse trained by Gavin Cromwell, certainly wouldn't be in the class of Gordon Elliott's Charge that you wouldn't have thought. So it was a bit of a shock to the system. Perhaps this horse wasn't quite ready at that stage of her career, fitness-wise, and hopefully with just normal improvement, and perhaps Gordon Elliott's got a bit more work into her, that she should easily bounce back to her very best form. And if that's the case, she should take this 12 o'clock quite comfortably.
Whistle Dixie then for Andy in the 12 o'clock. The 12:35 is the third race on the card, and this one is the Hillyway Chase, grade 2, over 2 miles and 1 furlong. Felix Younger heads the market at 10-11, 7-2 for Hidden Cyclone, Bright New Dawn 4-1, 8-1 for Twin Light, and 12-1 for Days Hotel. Good race to look forward to, the 12:35, Andy.
Yeah, we've got a couple of horses who've got pretty unblemished records here at Navan. It's difficult to split the two of them. Felix Young is 2 for 2 at the track, so obviously he's accustomed to running around this stiff venue, and following that run the other day behind Bright New Dawn and at Road to Riches, of course, he's likely to come on for the run. The sort of theory with this horse is he's always slightly better on better ground, but he's put that ghost to rest on a few occasions because he has won on heavy ground on a couple of runs. So, you know, he can operate at this level on ground, which is quite interesting. But I'm always a bit of a fan. I have had a soft spot for Hidden Cyclone for many seasons. And I always felt as though this horse has kind of missed the boat in some of the bigger festivals. They're basically, he's just had a lot of bad luck, or they run him over the wrong distance. I mean, God knows why they decided to run him in the Ryanair last year when they should have run him in the Champion Chase. I think he would have nearly won that, given he went into the race in such good form. But he's 3 for 4 around this track, and you know, he does make quite a bit of an appeal here. If he could just put in a blemish-free round, because he has fallen before and he unseated right, of course, last time out at Punchestown, he's got every chance of putting it up to the favourite here. So you can either back him at 4 to 1 this morning with the favourite in it, or probably the safest option maybe is to go without Felix Young in the race and back him around about the 6 to 4 mark, because I think he'll beat the other three. He's already beaten the likes of Days Hotel and Twin Light, disappointing first time up this season. So he's got those in his pocket. So, like I say, that's the option I'd go give you there. Hidden Cyclone, either with or without the favourite in the big race of the day.
Okay, Hidden Cyclone then. 1:10 is the time of the fourth race, and this one is a mare's novices chase over 2 miles and 1 furlong, a Grade 3 event, and the market headed by Miss Dynamic, who's 5 to 2, 7 to 2 for Salita, 4 to 1 for I'm All You Need, 4 to 1 as well for Perfect Woman. MCON is 5 to 1, and then it's 16s and double figure prices for the others. Some nice mares in there again, and they're quite a good race to look forward to on a Monday afternoon.
Absolutely, yeah. A couple of horses have been playing their trade in the summer jumping period, have worked their way through the ranks. Miss Dynamic has been an absolute star for Gordon Elliott all the way through the summer jumping period. She's hardly ever stopped. She's yet to finish out the frame in all her career starts under rules. And she's just got better and better with each and every run. She was obviously second to Vroom Vroom Mag 2 starts ago, and then she won a very competitive handicap chase at Fairy House, and arguably ground that might not have suited her, given that she's been rattling over good to firm ground in the middle of the summer. Just to show her durability, actually, I think that was one of her best ever performances. Perfect Woman's another horse who has got an unblemished record as well of late. She's won over fences at Sligo, and she's won the last 2 race ever hurdles. Whether the ground is quite ideal enough for her, I wouldn't know, but I've written her off before and she's bounced back. And Paul Nolan's got a couple of interesting runners here. I think certainly we'll put it up to the front two here, and one of them's going to be my choice. Robbie Power's gone for I'm All You Need here over Salita, and that's the way I'd go as well. So it was a really good run the other day to split the very decent pair, Balganum Boy and Indian File at Fairy House. She'd come from a long way back that day. I didn't think if she would have been ridden a little bit more prominently. Don't forget she made all the running, or tried to, the time before at Wexford. I think she would have nearly won the other day. And hopefully, like I say, Robbie Power will give her a bit more urgency in the saddle from an earlier stage, because she does finish off her race well. She handles the ground and she does jump well as well. So I'm All You Need. Again, another each-way choice, round about the 4-1, 9-2 mark in the 1:10.
I'm All You Need each way then for Andy in the 1:10. Moving on to the fifth race on the card. This one is the 1:40. It's the Yellow Furs Handicap Hurdle. It's over 2¾ miles. 7-2 joint favourites this morning. Mr. Fleiss is 9-2 into 7-2. And Mount Masada 7-2 from 4-1. So two popular horses at the top of the market there. Wilco's Mo Chara is 15-2, as is Max Legend. Crowded Room 8-1, 12-1 for Good Luck Noel. Candle Island and Grey Mountain Mist also 12-1, and 14s or bigger for the others. Competitive handicap to look forward to, Andy.
Yeah, I'm quite keen on Mr. Flight here from the Dennis Hogan Stable Yard, of course, in great form at the present moment in time. And it was a good run the other day at Fairy House, coming from a long, long way back, to win actually quite snugly in the end, I thought, even though it was only a narrow margin per se. The horse has eased close home, and the fact that this horse is well punted suggested that Connections thought it was very well handicapped. Obviously up £12 in the ratings, won't be easy to overcome, but the horse is in such good form at the moment that it's hard to look beyond him here. He's around about 9-2 this morning. I think that's a decent each way bet. Obviously the likes of Mount Masada, Wilco's Machara, Crowded Room, Grey Mountain Mist have all got to be factored into the equation here, particularly Crowded Room. I think he'll be there or thereabouts with a good run off the back of a decent effort over 2 miles here the last day. But it's all about Mr. Flight here. He seems in just a good order at the moment. Maybe still ahead of the handicapper, and he'll do for me each way in the 1:40.
Mr. Flight each way for Andy in the 140. Then the 215 is the sixth race on the card. This one is a beginner's chase over 2.5 miles. Black Hercules, an odds-on favourite this morning at 4-6. Money Love for Fine Article, who's 92-100-30. 5-1 for All Hell Let Loose. Sombremont is 10-1. 12-1 for George's Con, and 20s or bigger for the others. Obviously, the favourite's quite useful, Andy. Disappointed in the Albert Bartlett, but looked fairly useful before that, but the money's coming for Fine Article. So what do you make of the race?
Yeah, it's a cracking beginners, one of the best races on the card. Certainly going to learn a lot here. Obviously, we've got Black Hercules, who was a really good novice hurdler last year, winner of a Grade 3, and was thought good enough to obviously run in the Albert Bartlett. So much so that he was sent off a very short price favourite. He didn't run up to scratch that day, but it wouldn't be the first time that Willie Mullins has had a horse that hasn't quite handled the hurly-burly, rough nature of that particular heat. And obviously he makes his eagerly weighted chasing debut. He's a winner of a point-to-point, and given the way that William Mullins is cleaning up in all these events, it wouldn't surprise, of course, if he justified his price. Fine Article, gorgeous horse, trained by Paul Nolan, likely to run a good deal better than he did behind No More Heroes first time out, but obviously he was up against a horse who's gone on to win a Grade 1 subsequently in the shape of the Drimmore. So he was clearly facing a tough opponent that day. You know, he looks the obvious each-way horse. I actually do think George's Con run quite well here as well. I'm not saying this horse will win, but perhaps if he could get a bet each way without the favourite, or maybe just back him each way anyway at 12-1, I do think you'll get half a decent run, as I say. He's got a bit to find on the official figures, and he wouldn't be the class of some of these, but we know he jumps well. He's had 7 runs of a fence. It was an excellent run the other day in the Troy Town to finish second behind Riverside City in what turned out to be a red-hot final circuit. If everyone thought that Duvan was impressive on that card, well, amazingly, Riverside City would have beaten Duvan on the final circuit by 20 lengths. Absolutely incredible. They really did turn it on in the Troy Town. So they're running at a very, very fast pace. And considering George's Con went all the way to the line with the winner and they pulled well clear of the rest, shows you how good that form was. He's dropping back in trip here, but that shouldn't inconvenience him because he stayed 3 miles really well. And I think you need a horse that does stay and particularly operates around this track, which he obviously does. So, despite the obvious ones at the front end of the market, I'm going to chuck in a little bit of a live one here at a price and go with George's Con each way.
Potentially a bit of value there then in the 215. Moving on to the penultimate race, which is the 245. This one is a handicap chase over 2.5 miles. 4-1 joint favourites in the shape of Nickname Exit and Boa Call. 92 for White Arm. Art Lord is 11-2. 7-1 for Kilford. 15-2 for Heck Thomas. And 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. Significant non-runner here as well. Number 2, Winter Magic, doesn't go. So that leaves it quite open this, Andy.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Boa Call here from the Paul Orphan stable. Very consistent animal. Hardly ever runs a bad race, which is what you need in a race like this. He handles the heavy ground and he's proving around the track because he won here in March last season under such conditions. He's had a couple of nice spins of late as well, just to blow away the cobwebs behind Dander Ridge at Wexford and, more importantly, behind Rolling Rocket in a similar race to this last time. But all his best form for me is over 2.5 because he's a little bit one-paced over 2.5. So the step up in triple definitely suit him. And as I say, he's consistent as the day's long. Around about 9-2, 4-1. He's the choice there in the 245.
And on to the final race of the day at Navan. This is the 3:20. It's a 2-mile bumper to finish with, and Delegate is the 5-4 market leader. 7-4 for Avenir Dun V. 7-1 for Allenstown Kid. 8-1 for All the Jays. 14s for Robin de Roost, and 22-1 are bigger prices for the others. Jigginstown looked to have a pretty strong hand in the lucky last, Andy.
Yeah, I'd probably take a chance with Avenir Dun V here because there's no way for me he ran up to scratch first time out. But that said, he came up against obviously a couple of very, very smart individuals in the shape of R. Duke, who was rather unlucky here yesterday. I thought that the jockeys was the difference between that horse not winning against another Gordon Elliott trained individual, and a Plotting Shadow, who was second, of course, has bolted up subsequently. So I think the form collaterally is very, very smart, and as the fact that he was 4-6 on debut suggested that Connections thought he was a good thing that day. One or two things just didn't work out for him. Maybe it might have been just the lack of a run, or obviously he wasn't good enough, but the combination of all those factors obviously made him run a little bit below par. I'd also throw into the occasion Allenstown Kid. I think he'll run a good bit better than he did on debut. He was well fancied, but probably just needed the run. And of course, he's trained by local Connections in the shape of Gillian Callaghan. So quite an intriguing little bumper to conclude the car, but that Avenir Dun V wouldn't surprise me if he left that run well behind him.
Okay, good stuff, Andy. As usual, let's just have a little bit of a summary, if you'll spin us through your selections one more time.
Yeah, I'll go with Moon over Germany each way in the first. 12 o'clock then, the Whistling Dixie should provide at least Gordon Elliott one winner on this card. In the 12:30, Hidden Cyclone's a big fan of mine. I'm a big fan of him. And, of course, he's a three-times course and distance winner as well, so he'll do for me either with or without the favourite there. I'm All You Need is the each-way choice in the Grade 3 mares chase. Mr Flight comes in great form in the 114, he'll do for me there. George's Con probably isn't the class of some of these, but he looks a decent each-way proposition, given he's already run well around the track in a very fast time. Boa Call looks the obvious each-way choice in the 245. And hopefully William Mullins will round off the card with a winner in a bumper, which he often does in the shape of Avenue Arden Way.
Good work, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy Navan today.
Will do. Cheers, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.